Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. There was no use talking, there was nothing to say.
When the band began to play, and we danced. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Bill Brandt. He's the president, the founder of, and CEO of Development Specialists, Inc. That's DSI.biz, is that right, Bill?
.biz, that's it.
Tell us about your company.
Jim, we're one of the nation's oldest and largest restructuring and workout consulting firms. So businesses have problems, look us up and talk to us about how to get healthy again, how to deal with the folks they have to deal with in terms of negotiating and all whatnot that occurs through a restructuring. We've been at it about 35 years and a long trail of successes.
Okay. And it's an international company, too.
It is an international company. We spend a lot of time in China and Europe. And although, as you pointed out at the top of the show, there's been enough going on in the States that our focus has been heavily North
right.
America the last couple of years.
Speaking of China, talk to us. I want to leave politics for a little bit. You gave us a couple of great reports in the previous segments. But I want speaking of China, is there any, with the dollar being devalued the way it is, are we in any danger of the Chinese getting concerned about their investment? They've got lots of money invested in us. Is there any concern for that? Any possibility of a failed auction coming up, a rollover problem?
No.
Okay.
The Chinese are the world's manufacturer. We are the world's buyer.
Yeah.
You can talk about the day they want to give us a heartburn over the issues of the treasuries they're buying from us, and then what will happen? Their market for exports will collapse. When their market for exports will collapse, the one thing that they've been fighting for throughout this process will then be in trouble, and that is political stability.
Mm-hmm.
Look, the Chinese watched the Russians and watched Boris Yeltsin and decided we're going to allow economic reforms. However, we're going to keep a lid on the political aspect
right.
and let this grow. Their greatest fear is chaos. And frankly, the day they stop buying our treasuries and then their factories begin to shut down,
mm-hmm.
they buy themselves a problem they don't need. And I know there are commercials running where the Chinese are the greatest peril we face, just like the Japanese were in the 1980s. And you all recall how that turned out,
yeah.
okay? It is an interdependent world. We need to get our act together. And frankly,
mm-hmm.
nobody wishes that more than the Chinese.
Yeah. And speaking of getting our act together, what's that going to involve? Is that going to require some discipline and some heartburn on our part here in the United States?
No, the heartburn, yes. You know what it's going to require? We're going to have to go look. When did taxes become demonized? We all got together over the years. We put fire departments and the rest of it. Folks, reach in your pockets, and we're going to have to pay for what we're doing.
Are not the demon, Bill. It's the way the political class spends our money. That's the problem.
That's part of it. But the truth is, in the meantime, if you're worried about the deficit, write a check and pay for it.
I don't have $43,000 laying around for me, plus $43,000 for my wife.
You know what? The good news about the $43,000, Jimmy, it's not all at once. But the truth of the matter is the tax rates were different under Clinton. We all did pretty well. We could go back there.
But if you remember, Bill, what happened in the 90s was the Clinton tax increases and the Republicans and Clinton working together to balance the budget, they spent our money more efficiently than they're doing now.
I'm not arguing with you. It's a two-step process. But the truth of the matter is you can do the Alphonse Gaston Act all day long and say, we won't give you the money until you stop the spending. The truth is it takes, maybe after this election, a little bit of both. The Clinton years were that they found the equality, if you will, or the status to do that. And that's what it's going to take this time. But folks, you got to pay for this.
Yeah. Well, you know, Bill, one of the things about it, though, I believe the Laffer curve. I believe in dynamic scoring. And one of the things, the reason why the United States is different from England and Germany, we have an entrepreneurial engine in this country that will drive dynamic scoring, will drive lower taxes, will create more revenue. That can happen. That has happened in America. We can do that in America. Other countries can't do that.
I have no argument with that. Our marginal tax rates under Clinton were still about the lowest in the world.
Yeah.
They are ridiculously low now and will sustain inflation, and the government is printing money. At some point, you know, it's a nice deal. The air traffic control system, the roads, Social Security. you know, rather than have them print money, folks, we got to dig into our pockets. It's just like when your pastor says on Sunday, folks, I need that addition. It's time.
Right. But it's got to be it's got to be the plan. It's got to be on both sides. I mean, we've got to have.
I have no argument with that.
Yeah, yeah. I agree with you.
Absolutely no argument with that.
So the point is,
adults.
The people who bring us these ideas, though, we've got to vote for the people who bring us the both sides of the issue, the income and the outgo.
I got no problem.
Yeah.
The whole health care thing is a mess.
Yeah.
The whole health care legislation is a mess. I would have preferred they focus on jobs. That's why we're going to get our butt kicked.
Yeah.
But the truth of the matter is maybe this election will get everybody focused on what you mentioned.
From
Having
your mouth,
said that, we got to write a few checks, folks.
From your mouth to God's ears, except on that tax part thing. Hey, Bill, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll
Thank
see you,
you
next time. Bill Brandt, ladies and gentlemen, great mind, great American. We're so glad to have him as a member of our Brain Trust. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.